People are afraid to merge on freeways in Los Angeles. That's the famous first line of the novel Less Than Zero by Bret Easton Ellis. Fear is one of many emotions that commentator Heather King feels while driving.
If only everyone were like me, I used to think. Alert, courteous, and quick. Traffic would move smoothly. Sanity would prevail. The whole city would arrive safely, happily, and on time. Instead, every day I dealt with triple parkers, with cars that signaled left and then turned right, with drivers who had apparently never grasped that each vehicle gets but one lane. Pray, a friend told me, so I started praying. I prayed the moron in front of me would learn how to friggin' drive. I prayed the cretins would all stay home and leave the streets clear for me. Then I got in an accident. I was on the Hollywood freeway on a Friday night, and some valley girl with a cell phone and an SUV barreled into my rear going about 60 miles an hour, totaling my car. It was every Angelino's worst nightmare come true. The cops, the people exchanging insurance cards in the dark, the AAA truck. The scene you catch in your headlines and think, thank God it's not me. Everyone was insured and no one was hurt, but it shook me up. I couldn't get that moment out of my mind when I felt the crash, thought, there goes my car, and realized I was stopped dead in the middle lane of one of the busiest highways in the world. It took months to settle the insurance claim, shop for a new car, get it financed, registered, and insured. A few weeks later, I was driving down Olympic when a guy from the adjacent lane swerved unexpectedly into mine. I yelped, jammed on the brakes, and laid on my horn all at the same time, pulling up beside him at the next red light. "You almost killed me!" I yelled over, my voice shaking. I wasn't mad. I was scared. And it made me realize that beneath the surface anger had been fear all along. If I'd really thought about how dangerous it was, I wouldn't have been able to drive at all. It had been far easier to channel my feelings into irritation at the mass of anonymous drivers who were keeping me from being on time, preventing me from doing the trillions of things I needed to get done that day, holding up my life. The next night I was heading for an appointment when I got caught in a traffic jam going north on Vine. It was 5:45, the middle of rush hour, and after 10 minutes I realized I was never going to make it on time. People were waiting for me. People were expecting me. And suddenly, it came to me to pray, not amazingly for myself, but for all the other folks in the cars around me who stood to be late. It calmed me right down, and the kicker was that when I finally arrived at my destination, nobody was there. Everyone else was even later. Driving leisurely home that night, I got to thinking, no wonder I'd been scared. Keeping traffic moving in a city of 9 million had been far too much responsibility for me. These days, I try to remember that the goal isn't to get everything done. It's to get home alive. But just for good measure, I stopped by a Botanica the other day and bought something for my Celica. It's a prayer card of Christopher, the patron saint of travelers. And as I drive from Silver Lake to Santa Monica, from downtown to Pasadena, through Koreatown and Hollywood and Echo Park, it dangles from my rearview mirror, watching over us all.
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.